Petra Cross Maunder, editor of the South African Jewish Report, joining us on the line. How are you?
I'm very good, Howard. I'm very good. I find January, I'm very glad January's over. I hope February is a whole hell of a lot better. I think we kind of dived into the year as opposed to slowly, into it. Mm. I don't know if you feel the same.
I certainly feel the same, and I know that all of our listeners have felt the same. People have been exhausted by the end of January. It's like, why aren't we talking about booking our December holidays already?
Exactly. I feel like I need another one.
100% right. But it's a full edition this week. What you got going?
Okay, so we actually started with not the hardest news this week, but it was a lovely story about the Cape Townians and Lion's Head Fire. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons we decided to put it on the front page was because of BZ Bailey. So I'm not sure if you remember a year and a half ago when there were the Plett and Eisner fires. Mm-hmm. BZ Bailey, who is the local artist, very avant-garde, can I use that term, His place was gutted in Neisner, I think it was Neisner, mm-hmm. or Plett, one of the two. Anyway, and we wrote about him. We had a picture of his house on the front page, etc. So this year, he had to evacuate his house. Fortunately, the wind turned and his house is intact. But just that image for me and what that particular man went through kind of made me go, okay, we need to cover this story. And it's actually a really interesting story about how Jewish Cape Townians dealt with the fire and the fear.
Amazing. What a great story.
Front page picture, I have to say.
Stunning. Brilliant. What else you got?
Okay. Then on we go. Then, you know, the Oscar van Heerden, column last week, mm-hmm. in the Daily Maverick. Well, we weren't just going to let him lie. Although there were other people who took him on Daily Maverick, we went to find the guy. And you know what, Howard? Exactly what you read is what we got. This is not, you know, read for yourself. But I was not enamored by the guy, and I think that he has a lot to learn before he should be talking about Israel and the Palestinian situation.
Interesting. I mean, not that I'm surprised because he plagiarized most of the, the article, but still.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, the man who he quoted, almost verbatim the whole speech, was fired for his speech, for goodness sake.
Absolutely. You know, but what does that mean in terms of the Daily Maverick allowing this type of thing? Do they hold any responsibility or is it just simply, you know, it's a platform and, people have the right to express themselves?
Well, you know, it is a platform and people have a right to say what they feel because these are columns. I mean, he's a so-called opinionista. Except what bothered me most about what he wrote was that he's this academic. And so people trust academics.
Yes, it's true.
Because
it's
believe true. That what they've written is based on research.
It's always a very difficult one. I mean, I've been receiving messages, most of which I've ignored, but now that you're on air, one of our listeners asking how you could print that, a reader's letter, about, the headline is Bitter Lawsuit Not Constructive in Paluch, a Tragedy. Now, I don't want to go into the story at all, but maybe just give some form of, not even background to this, but
to how
you determine if you print a letter or not. Sorry.
Okay. For the most part, I try not to censor letters. Mm. Okay. Because I believe that is the way that readers have an opportunity to have their say. And this was somebody's opinion. It wasn't defamatory. It was somebody's opinion based on their own experiences, I guess. This week we have two letters also about the same issue, but taking the opposite side. A newspaper has to allow its readers to a certain degree. I mean, when things are factually inaccurate and slander, obviously we can't do that. But in this case, this is people's opinions, and it's incumbent on any newspaper, as far as possible, to try and provide a platform for people to have their say. This week, you'll see. I mean, it's the opposing view.
Okay, and, interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's our perspective on the newspaper. So I do understand why people would get upset about it, but I think that we need to let people talk.
100%, which is really what it was about.
Okay. Exactly. And this week we also published the transcript of a fascinating speech that Rachel Riley, who's a British television presenter, who has been lambasted and hauled over the coals because she's standing up against anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. And you actually have to read this. I mean, I just want to read one line to you. My identity as a Jew has been a confusing one. As I often joke, my mum was Jewish, my dad's Man United. And we worked far more often at the Theatre of Dreams than I've been to shul. Oh, but one part of my Jewish identity that forms part of my very being is the deep and irreparable sorrow I feel in relation to the Holocaust. And she goes on, but it's beautifully written, but it also speaks about the importance of standing up against this rising anti-Semitism in the UK.
Interesting indeed. Wow. Okay. I look forward to reading that.
Yes, yes. And then we pick up on something which I think actually came to us via Chai FM, or originally from Chai FM, about the sex offender list. Okay. And we're very careful because you know what? We didn't even name the list. We didn't say where to find it, because while I think that what the man is doing, creating this Orthodox Jewish sex offender list is his idea is 100% on point, I am a bit nervous about where he gets his information from.
So just tell me about this, because
the story, story is about an anti-abuse activist who has created a Orthodox sex offender website. So it's got a list.
Right.
And he has 770 alleged Jewish Orthodox sex offenders. And it talks about his journey and why he did this.
Is this around the world, or does he focus?
Around the world.
Okay.
Around the world. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's an interesting story, but it was one we were very cautious of. We also find, David Akinin, who is a Venezuelan who lives in Namibia. Who we've written about before, when we went to ask him what he thought about what was going on in Venezuela, and particularly about the Jewish community there, which was fascinating. And then one of the other things I really want to talk about, and I even write my editorial about this, and it's okay. So people probably think I'm on the verge of signing up at Chabad Shul, and that's not the case. However, I Crossroads School, which is a school that my one son attends, almost lost its Jewish studies extramural. And it's the only Jewish studies that kids at Crossroads
have access to.
Mm-hmm. Have. And there are a lot of young Jewish kids there. Lots. Mm-hmm. And they almost lost it. And Chabad heard about this and said, no, this is not happening. Jumped in, and at the beginning, this week, in fact, when all the extramurals started, Chabad took over making sure that this happened. And I was so blown away.
Absolutely wonderful.
It was just, we get it. They see there's a problem. Jewish kids need to know what it means to be Jewish. We're there. Wonderful. And they were. And I'm quite blown away by their love of wanting to share our religion.
Absolutely beautiful. That is those are the stories worth celebrating, no question about that.
Exactly. And in my editorial, I speak about people, you know, there are too many people who say you're not Jewish enough, or you have, you're not wearing a shetel. Chabad doesn't do that. They just kind of go, okay, you're Jewish. What can we do to help you love the religion as much as we do? And for me, that really resonates.
Very good. All right, final story.
Okay, final story. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, there's lots of talk about is a BA, and it's time, it's old. Is a BA, does a BA mean bugger all? Mm. Or is it something worthwhile?
So gosh, are we still having that conversation?
Wow. We went to the experts, and actually, the truth is that humanities degrees are actually often worth more than the BCOMs and the science, et cetera, because it's really what the future is going to depend on.
Mm, mm. Well, I have to say, I mean, I did a BA. Absolutely, absolutely loved it. It's, yeah, I wouldn't have done it, had done anything different.
Okay. And one last thing I want to tell you.
Okay.
So there's research that has just come out, and this is in light of International Holocaust Day, that more than a quarter of Europe's Jews were murdered in just 3 months. Read the story. It's by a science writer, Elsa B. Britz. It's a really interesting story. Okay. And with that, I'll leave you because I know you've got other things to worry about.
As do you. You've got a lot to worry about. That is Petter Crossmore, the editor of the South African Jewish Report, speaking to us on a Friday. Go and get your paper. There's certainly a lot to talk about.